Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They're asking it right now on the TV behind you, Hokie. Which AFC team is the biggest threat to the Chiefs? We're going to start out hot today, and I'm going to ask you to answer that question.
Wow.
How are you?
I'm doing great. That's a great question. I think the Steelers are one of those teams, right? We'll see how they go over the next month.
I need one team. They need one team.
I think right now, if you're talking about one team that you think can go toe-to-toe with them, I think Buffalo Bills.
Thank you, Hokie.
I think Buffalo Bills, they can score. Josh Allen, I just think that's the team right now. But I think the Steelers, they'll tell us a lot over the next 4 weeks, right? When you're playing the Commanders on the road, you're playing the Ravens at home, you're going to the Browns on Thursday Night Football, quick turnaround. I know the Browns aren't tough, but it's a division game. But I think we're going to learn a lot. There's a lot of talk, you know, about, you know, how well this Russ Wilson and this offense played the last couple weeks. But, you know, the last three games, those three teams are, what, 7-21? And so let's play against some teams. I think that it's the real deal. I really think that this offense is good, really good, and can get better each week. But time will tell. Over the next month, we'll learn a lot.
What's your biggest concern about this team going into the second half of the year here?
My biggest concern about this team, I think that it's the run game on defense.
On defense,
right?
Yeah.
I do. You look at it, and when they focus on the run, they do a really good job. But then you open yourself up to the pass, and then when you focus on shutting down the pass, you open yourself up to the run. And teams have had success running down the heart of the defense. I don't think a team can have success against the Steelers running to the sidelines, running on the edges. They got a lot of speed. The Steelers are fast, right? What I'm concerned about was when they try to run between the tackles. And if they can get hats on Cam, if they can get hats on Keanu Benton and Ogunjobi, can the inside linebackers get off blocks and make plays? And what teams are doing is they're going to a sub package. So getting the Steelers in nickel, and they're going multiple receiver sets, and then they're running the ball on them. Landon Roberts is a run stuffer. I like him. He's a missile.
Yeah.
And then they go, you know, then they bring Patrick Wilson in for him on you know, sub packages, nickel defense, dime defenses, and teams are running the ball, and they're not as familiar in gap control. It's a little more difficult for the Steelers. It's always been like that, even when I played, to stop the run in that nickel package.
So that the primary issue? Because I think I saw, was it Jerry Dulac refer to that? Do you think the primary reason they're getting run on is that they're in that nickel package a lot?
I think that's one of the reasons.
Yeah.
I think also they got to do a better job of getting off blocks, right? Mm-hmm. Shooting your hands inside. Not the D-line. No, I think that second level. The second level, linebackers. Mm-hmm. These are good linebackers. These are fast. They're great guys. And that's the challenge you have in this day and age in the NFL and in college football, right? You need guys that can cover. You need guys that can run sideline to sideline because this game's getting faster and faster and faster, and they got those guys. But then it's a little more difficult when teams try to pound you and run between the tackles, and you got to line up and you got to be able to engage a guard at a linebacker, inside linebacker, which, you know, they're a little undersized You know, Patrick Queen can run all over the place. He's a great linebacker, but when they run right at him, it's hard to engage and get off and make plays. And that's where they struggle at times.
What do you think of Peyton Wilson so far, and where does his season go?
I think his arrow's pointing up. I'm really excited about him. You know, he's a rookie, and they're playing him a lot, and he's going to be a really good football player for this team. And what you're seeing, he's making mistakes, but he's making a lot of plays. And so he's just going to continue to get better. He's going to learn from those mistakes. It looks to me when I watch him, you know, when I see him around, when I watch the games, the guy just loves the game of football. He flies the ball. He seems like he's a humble guy, which you need in a guy that's going to reach his potential. And so I'm excited about his future.
Chris Hoke, two-time Super Bowl champion, in studio for the whole 11 o'clock hour. What stands out about this matchup, Hokie? Because this is, I don't think many people had the Steelers and Commanders a combined 13-4 going into their game.
No.
And their offense is pretty electric, isn't it?
Their offense is great. You know, we'll see what happens if Brian Robinson can play, because Brian Robinson brings another dynamic to this offense. But Austin Eckler, let me tell you right now, you go back and watch that game last week against the Giants, the guy can still play.
Yeah.
Even though he's older, he's still quick, he's still shifty, and he's multidimensional. He can run the ball, and he can still find that hole. The offensive line are opening up holes for this offense in the running game, but he also can catch the ball in the backfield and make big plays. And so he's dynamic. But without Brian Robinson, you know, they take a ding in terms of their explosiveness on offense. You go back and watch a couple of these games he's played this year that I've watched. He's really good with the football. He only has 2 interceptions over 9 games as a rookie. That's really unheard of, right? And he's putting the ball in the right place. He's not putting the ball in harm's way like you see a lot of rookies that do. He doesn't get flustered. Now, he hasn't had T.J. Watt and Alex Highsmith barreling down on him. He's done a good job with the football. What I'm excited to see here is you have an offense that's pretty good, right? They're the third scoring offense in the NFL, averaging 29 points a game, and the Steelers defense, the second scoring defense, only holding teams to 14.9 points a game. Something's got to give, and we're going to see what happens on Sunday.
When you have a guy like that, and the Steelers, let's take Lamar. They've done a great job against Lamar in his career. I think he's 2-4 with more interceptions than touchdowns against the Steelers.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We've talked about this before, not being over aggressive on your pass rush.
Yes.
How do you treat a guy like this? How do you go after Daniels in this game? Conservatively,
But Daniels isn't a guy who's looking. I mean, he does a good job of balancing throwing the ball and running the ball. He's not looking to run. Some of these young guys, they look at their first option, and then he's not open, they're gone. He's not doing that, man. He's going through his progressions, and then if he gets squeezed out of the pocket, then he's going. So he's not looking to run first. This guy's looking to throw the ball, and it's exciting for them because he gets it. You read about how he prepares. You read about how he's, you know, early in the building, early. He's there late. He's studying. So this is a guy that's going to make this Commanders organization relevant for a long time if he could stay healthy. But how do you rush him? I think still you got to squeeze the pocket. You got to take your chances. You got to be careful when you can't open up an escape lane for a running back, especially the guys in the middle. I think of like Cam and I think of Ogunjobi and Benton and those guys rushing between the tackles. You're going to have TJ and you're going to have Highsmith. And if it's Preston Smith, if Herbig comes back, those guys screaming off the edge. And what you can't do is you can't allow Jaden Daniels to step up into the pocket. You've got to push that pocket and you can't let him escape up the middle, right? You've got to make sure you squeeze that pocket around him and allow TJ and Alex Highsmith do what they do. That's why we are so effective when I played, because we weren't counted on Starkey to get sacks. We were counted on keeping the quarterback in the pocket. I don't know how many times Mitch would say to me, John Mitchell, hey, I don't need you to get to the quarterback. I need you just to stay in front of him. So my rush was more of just shadowing him, you know, moving across the center and the guard, staying in front of that quarterback so that the Lamar Woodleys and the James Harrisons and the Joey Porters and the Clark Higgins can get to him. And that's what they got to do this week.
Man, that's an interesting matchup in terms of scheme on scheme there. What'd you think of the Steelers' two pickups, Hokie? I'm talking, of course, about Mike Williams and Preston Smith.
I like them. Listen, it adds depth, right? And it gives them another dynamic on offense. I think Preston Smith is a big body, a guy that can play against the run. He can come in, right? He's a much, he gives them a different element than Jeremiah Moon and those other guys that are behind Herbig, right? So now they have four solid guys. I mean, he has 66.5 sacks over his career. So he can rush the quarterback, Preston Smith. I like him. I like him. And then you got on offense, you got Mike Williams. Let's see what kind of Mike Williams comes. Is he the guy that's going to be able to be a number two option? I think with Russell Wilson, I liked what I saw from the other guys. I liked what I saw from Van Jefferson. I liked what I saw from Calvin Austin, right? And I think that everybody's going to benefit from having Russell Wilson, who has a great vision of the field and throw it around. But I think Mike Williams is going to help draw, you know, if they double-team George Pickens, he's a big body, 6'4". He can run. And Russell Wilson, I don't know if anybody in the NFL, very few, I'll say this, that can throw that deep ball and put it in places where only the receiver can catch it than Russ Wilson.
Back to the middle of the field, I think there's a feeling around town that for whatever reason, Freiermuth isn't really being utilized as he should be. Do you agree with that? Can they use him more?
Sure they can use him more. Absolutely. He's a $10 million guy, right? He's your tight end. He's your number one guy, and he's very athletic, and he's proven he can make difficult catches. That's the issue, right? You bring in, let's say, for example, let's go back and talk about if the Steelers would have gone out and traded for a top-notch receiver, let's say before Ayuk got hurt and he was healthy and they brought him in and they have George Pickens and Ayuk, how do you get the ball to everybody? Right. That's one of the issues you have, right? Is you go out and you trade for a big-time, another big-name receiver, how do you get the ball to Freiermuth, right? You bring Mike Williams in. Well, we want to get the ball to Mike Williams. You got to get the ball eight or nine targets to George Pickens. How many balls do you have in a game? And that's the issue you have, right? And then and you're not going to force the ball. Russ Wilson, the great thing about him, he's been very efficient with the football. And so he's not going to force the ball to Freiermuth if he's not open. And he's able to go through his progressions quick enough that he doesn't have to do that. He can find another guy open. Because guys, we know over the last 2 years, Stark, guys are open. He's finding them. You know, last year the quarterbacks, this year the first, you know, 2 months of the month and a half of the season, it was a little more challenging, but he's seeing the whole field.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line, you can pay a text visit to City Limits, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates Personal Injury Law Firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. So Zach Frazier, apparently going to return. How big of a deal is that? Some people think he's already a top five center in the league. They hit a home run there, didn't they? Grand slam.
Absolutely. Hey, he's tough. He's tough. He's a Steeler type of center. I really like him. And, you know, I would say before he got hurt, he was the best Steelers old lineman. Watch how he plays. The guy plays with great pad level. He plays with great leverage. He gets his hands on you, you're done. He's going to eat you alive. And he stays on his blocks till the end of the play. And how did he get hurt? He was driving his dude down the field and playing to the whistle, and they fell on the back of his legs.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a stud. That's what you need in the middle of your offensive line and in the middle of your defense. You need a stud, a guy that can be a rock in the middle, and he's that guy. I like him a lot.
Well, let's jump in on the offensive line a little bit then there and the future, because James Daniels is hurt and his contract's up. If you were making decisions, Hokie, would you be inclined to keep Broderick Jones at right tackle, move Fatanu to guard and re-sign Dan Moore at left tackle.
Wow.
Would you do that?
I think that's a huge option. Fautanu can play anywhere. He's super athletic. I don't think he's too, you know, you look at, it's like trying to put Dan Moore down at guard. It wouldn't work, right? But Troy, if Troy can move, Troy's got that size, and I think that that would be great. Is Broderick Jones going to improve? That's the big thing for me. Is he a guy that you're going to hang your hat on for the next 7-8 years or even for the next 4 or 5 years, right? I mean, he needs to show that he's a guy that you can hang your hat on at that right tackle spot.
Would he have a better chance to do that at left since that's his natural position, or shouldn't it matter?
Show me that you're going to finish plays, right? Whether you play left tackle, right tackle, left out, you got to be able left out. You didn't get that joke. You're supposed to laugh about that one, left out.
Oh, left out. I do. Yeah. You like that, yeah, horse?
You know, but the thing is, you've got to finish plays, right? You got to play with technique, and that's what they want to see from him. They want to see him go out there, not just hit your guy and then let him go. Stay on your guy. Watch. I tell you again, watch Zach Frazier play, man. That guy plays. Dan Moore finishing plays. These guys will get after it, and so that's what you want to see from him. So whether he plays right tackle or left tackle, he's got to improve in that area.
You sounded very intrigued by my suggestions. Not necessarily mine. A lot of people have talked about that.
I think that Troy could do it, and I think that he'd be really good at wherever he plays.
Is he much less valuable as a guard, or doesn't that matter so much?
No, I mean valuable. I mean tackles. I mean, I think that if you put him on a value, I mean, everybody, you know, looks at him differently. I think that you'd say a guard, in terms of the scale of value, they'd probably put him a little bit lower than tackles, because tackles protect those edge guys off the edge. But reality is this. In order for them to be able to do that, Broderick's got to show that they can count on him, and he's reliable.
And he's not there yet, is he?
He's got to improve. Everybody's got to improve, but I think he's got to make that jump.
Chris Hoke, two-time Super Bowl champion, here to talk about everything.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.